in Gatland. Please leave a message or add oil negis, as they say in Wales.
Hi, Warren. It's Brian here. Look, there's a rumour going around that I'm not going to be in the team. Could you give me a ring back, please? Thanks.
Hello, this is Warren Gitland. I'm a bit snowed under here at the moment. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you.
Hi, Warren, it's Popey here. People have started suddenly making Kiwi cheap jokes. What are you doing over there in Furness?
Warren here, leave a message. I'm up to my tats or riff head of fittets, as they say in Wales.
Warren, look, you know I'm not on the team now. I'm pretty devo. Amy's making sheep jokes. Sadie won't settle. Bodocalypse is trending on Twitter. And Hitler's made a YouTube video. Still, best luck on Saturday. Thanks, man.
Look, if you're one of those bloody Irish hicks, there's a very simple reason he's not in the squad. And that's because, do you a DM in Ginrag? It's because he's not Welsh, right?
Gatland, you big rump-faced Antipodean twit. You've outraged the planet. Have you seen the news from Egypt? They're marching again. They want to overthrow you. By the way, the lovely Ingrid says I'm never eating another kiwi again because you've made my gout flare up.
Warren, it's Roy here. So you've sent home Ireland's talismanic player right when the world needs him most. Have you f***ers learned nothing? You're a crap player, and you're a crap manager. You're not even British or Irish, you Kiwi bird. I only hope Bod gets an interview with Tommy Gorman fast, then you'll be sorry. F***ing prick.
Hi, Gatty, this is Tom Jones. I hear you're giving any Welshman a jersey for the last test. Any chance of a game, son? I'm available, call me back. Oh, and there's a few Irish outside your place, and they're burning down your house. Yeah.
Leo.
Taoiseach, there's a crisis in the sports department.
What is it?
Brian O'Driscoll has been dropped.
Oh no, was it Paul O'Connell again? Fickin' butterfingers.
No, Warren Gatland dropped him, even from the bench.
He's a big lad, he'll recover.
It's rugby, sir, the Lions tour. Bod should have been captain, but instead he's been axed.
Lions?
Yes.
So he's a linesman then?
No, Bod. Who? This is the famous number 13, Taoiseach.
So he's a corner forward then, not a linesman?
No.
Oh, this rugby confused me. It's nearly worse than your cricket.
Look, this Clontarf talisman is our most cherished player on the rugby oval. Gatland has knocked us for six with this decision. If the Lions don't win on Saturday, he's in a right sticky wicket.
Clontarf, you say? Richard Bruton's patch. Another job lost on his watch. Fucking typical.
This could force him into retirement for sure.
Richard Bruton? I suppose that couldn't be the worst.
No, Bod. We've no chance of winning the Ashes now.
How bad is this for the country, Leo?
In short, it's disastrous. If Bod doesn't play another year, we've no hope of qualifying for the Brazilian World Cup in 2014. The Aga Khan is in doubt as well.
You mean the Six Nations?
Well, we've no hope of winning that ever again either. Not unless those Six Nations include the Isle of Man, the Faroes, the Federated States of Micronesia, the Vatican, and Shirkin Island.
We'll have to put all our hope on Katie Taylor at the EU Boxing Championships in Hungary this weekend, so...
Oh.
What?
I'm afraid they found traces of wine in her urine sample.
Ah, flip, no way.
Fortunately, though, it turned out to be the blood of Christ.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Seeking the extradition of Edward Snowden.
The CIA traitor is on his way to Ireland.
Fighter Rolf Gelernter, Edward Snowden on his way into Shannon.
Facing capture for leaking state secrets.
All right, non-EU passports this way, please.
Hi, I'm an American, sir.
Welcome to Shannon. Now, what's your business here?
I'm an international spy who's wanted by the US for treachery against the state and for consorting with countries hostile to the homeland.
Fair enough, so, as long as you're not bringing in foot and mouth disease. Now, you can pick up your luggage over there next to the US Marines.
What the freak? What are they doing here?
Rendition flights. They're just passing through. Don't mind them.
Rendition? I thought this was a neutral
country. We couldn't even be neutral watching a hurling match.
I'm looking for asylum.
Well, you'll have to speak to the Minister for Justice about that.
Good evening, Mr. Snowden.
How did you get there? What the hell?
Oh, I've just landed.
But I didn't see your plane.
I don't need one.
What?
Tell me, what can we learn from you if we let you into our country?
Look, I have phone records, email snapshots. I practically know what everyone in this country's been doing from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to sleep for years.
Oh, please, tell me something I don't know.
I just need asylum, man.
The asylum is already full of Fine Gael backbenchers, but I must consider your request fairly, I suppose. First, a blood sample.
Get away from my neck, no!
Oh well, it was worth the try.
My, he's just flown off.
You there, I need to get out of here. I need to go to Venezuela or somewhere.
Of course, but first you must pay the departure tax.
What? Mm. I've only been here a few minutes. I barely got to use the bathroom.
Oh, well, you're liable for the septic tank levy as well, thanks.
Just get me to Venezuela, man.
Oh, no problem. Aer Lingus will bring you there shortly via our new route to San Francisco.
Oh, why did I ever leave Moscow? This is hell compared to that.
Thanks for help boosting our gathering numbers, Mr. Max Snowden.
I prefer Guantanamo Bay.
Oh, we fly there as well, via New York.
Coming up for your summer here on RTE One, we repeat Love Hate every night for the seven Irish people who didn't watch it at the time or didn't buy the DVD box set in Tesco.
Ah, Niji, you didn't have to shoot him in the head.
Where'd you think I was going to shoot him? In the
I suppose you're right. I can't believe we're doing this again, what, Niji?
Ah, just go on and say the line. I would be stuck in the series forever.
Coola boola, happy days.
In late July, there's the Big Money Game with John Bowe and David Drum, where you've the chance to get your hands on billions of euro.
Hello, my name is Mary, and I'd like to play the Big Money Game.
You want the moolah, don't you? You want to get it in, don't you?
I want the moolah. I want the moolah. Give me the f***ing chick.
Well, let's play Pick It Out of Me Earth.
There's the Rose of Tralee in August, which this year, due to emigration of all lovely girls, will be coming to you live from Sydney.
So, Jenny, you're the Perth Rose. Where are you from originally?
Cork, Dahi.
And what's your special talent?
I can drink 3 fat frogs in 60 seconds without getting sunburned. Up Cork!
Go on, oh, what, Colleen, I tell you, some lobster from one lobster.
And for those of you lonely for your emigrant children, RTE will continue its relentless reruns of Sons and Daughters, of course. Plus, MasterChef Australia, Home and Away and Neighbours. Every day, every year until the end of time, when humanity is but a flickering memory and the boiling oceans are the only relief from the flame ball of death our extinct wasteland of a planet has become. That's the RTE summer schedule, although my advice is get out of the house while you still own it.
Now, I know this is very difficult for you, being a woman, Lucinda, so I'll let you make up your mind there on your own, and I'll be back to you in a few.
Thank you, Phil. I just need to consult my conscience, just to be sure.
Take as long as you like. See ya.
Right, Lucinda. I'm either with the rest of the party, or I'm out. Conscience, don't fail me now.
Sorry, what? Are you asking me? That's a first.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought the property tax was a little mean. Then I said, it's a bit cruel to cut resources for people with disabilities. And you said...
I had to take collective responsibility.
You didn't listen to me either when I suggested you should stop dressing like Hillary Clinton.
I was going for the Thatcher look. Anyway, can I really sacrifice my important role in Europe?
The ministerial carpooling?
Can I turn my back on Lithuania as it struggles to run Brussels without me?
The salary is huge and the expenses, oh my!
There's no doubt they will kick me out if I don't decide with them.
You'll be sitting down the back with Terence Nobody and Peter Doesn't Matthews.
All right, Lucinda, I hope you've consulted your conscience. What's it going to be?
I've decided.
Do the right thing for you.
I've...
Look at the state of this beast.
I'm...
Do you want to end up like him? Do you? Well...
I'm going for...
Answer me.
I'm going to go for the side salad.
Ah, that's disappointing. Oh well, more tips for Owen Murphy. Owen!
Oh no, not him. Anyone but him.
Don't mind him. Look at Eamon O'Queeve at the other side of the canteen. We're just like him now. A nice, thin string of misery.
No, what have I done?
Don't let them see you crying.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the News at 1 on RT Radio 1. I'm Sean O'Rourke. The Health Minister, James Riley, joins me in studio.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
You've ordered a cut in doctors' fees in an effort to save 40 million a year.
Yes.
But they've reacted angrily and, well, you're a GP yourself, Dr. Riley.
Well, Sean, I'm furious at this outrageous proposal, ripping off doctors who have the lives of the country in our hands.
Now, hang on a second, Minister Riley.
It has to be done. It's only 7%, for God's sake. These doctors have been ripping off the country for too long.
Wait, whoa, hold on. What just happened there now?
Are you asking Dr. Riley or Minister Riley?
Oh, I understand. Well, Dr. Riley,
yes.
What's wrong with a 7% pay cut?
Well, it would cause delays with receptionists working out what exactly 7% of 50 euro is. And that would...
€3.50, Doctor.
Really? But if you take €3.50 from 50, you're left with a very confusing figure, which is...
€46.50, Doctor.
You see, so the receptionist will have to fumble for change. She might miss a phone call, or maybe won't hear the doorbell or an owl one falling.
Minister Riley, isn't this all a very far-fetched excuse for not taking a pay cut?
That's what they said about a care centre for Balbriggan, Sean.
Right.
Far-fetched, and I showed them. But yes, there's no excuse. These doctors, the fat cats, they had it coming.
But the effect of the pay cuts on an essential service...
If I had my way, I'd take the €3.50 off the doctors and give it to the ministers. They're the important ones. The lives of the country depend on them.
I'm sure any doctor would disagree.
Yes, I do, Sean.
Right.
While I do agree with the minister that Balbriggan deserves a care centre and a children's hospital,
yeah,
and a metro and a new prison and the Galway Arts Festival.
Well said.
I cannot stand over pay cuts for doctors.
Rubbish.
Look, I'm very, very confused here. I don't know who I'm talking to anymore, and I think, Mr. Riley, that you in fact need to go and see a doctor.
See a doctor?
Yes.
Where would I get that kind of money?
Good afternoon.
Hello?
Tánaiste, I'm just ringing to make sure you're okay out there.
I'm fine, John. The pyramid is right behind me.
Oh, that's so brave of you.
Well, I wanted to see the Egyptian situation for myself.
You've gone way beyond the call of duty this time, Eamon.
I was up half the night monitoring the whole thing as well.
We're so proud of you showing solidarity with the people of Egypt.
It's important to put myself into their shoes, I feel.
Really? How are you going to do?
So Carol and I are going to see the Bengals at the Bellagio tonight.
What?
To learn how to walk like an Egyptian.
But the Bellagio's in Las Vegas.
Yes, Vegas.
I thought you were in Egypt. What about the pyramid?
The Luxor Resort, Joan. It's in the shape of a pyramid.
Oh, what?
Oh, hold on.
Place your bets, please.
Oh, the party is doomed for certain now.
No, no, Joan. I think the fortunes of the Labour Party are about to change.
What?
Everything on red, please. There's my good man.
Eamon, please don't say...
No more bets.
Ah, 32 black.
Oh.
We haven't turned that corner just yet, Joan. Sorry.
Callan's Kicks is on the RT Radio Player. First choice player for everyone, except Warren Gatland. The second half is next, but Bod won't be in that either.
Callan's Kicks is on the RT Radio Player. We advise you to consult with your conscience before you use the player. But if you go against the rest of us, we will take you out in the next general election.
Come in.
Michael, ring at your service, Taoiseach, my own abu.
What's it this time, ring?
I've come up with a landmark piece of new legislation.
Yeah?
The protection of Brian O'Driscoll during the Lions Tour Bill. Up you by ya.
Sounds like a popular one, Michael. How will it work?
Well, you see, if his mental health has been affected by being dropped from the team,
yes,
Gatland wouldn't be legally entitled to terminate Bad's tour, have I?
Oh, I suppose he would have to be examined by three doctors, no
correct
less.
Correct and right.
Well, a few of our lads oppose the bill.
Not really, Taoiseach. No, no, no.
Well,
no.
Make a few amendments to force Hogan and Riley to vote against it.
Good plan.
I'll promote you if you can get Shatter to lose the party whip as well. We need to keep clearing out the dead wood.
Now you're talking. Now you're sucking diesel. Now you're flying.
Hello, Bunny Bear.
Hi, honey.
Mwah.
Hello, Sadie. Daddy's home. You can watch the match tomorrow with Daddy now.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
Well, these things happen. Here, give me the bottle. I'll feed Sadie.
No can do, sweetheart.
What?
You dropped the bottle twice yesterday.
It was the way you threw it to me.
Look, Brian, honey, I can't take the chance.
Oh, okay. I'll play with her. I'll just get her teddy and...
I don't think so, sweetheart.
What?
Well, it's just when you took the teddy from her yesterday...
You told me to.
You were lying down, Brian. Off your feet. You know the rules.
Can I at least throw a softball for her?
No, you can't throw it straight.
Can I give her a hug?
Not if you keep calling it binding.
Well, what can I do?
Brian, honey, sweetheart, you're not on the team. It's not your fault. You've been great. It's just that...
What?
Well, you're not getting any younger and...
But.
What is it, honey?
But.
See? Sadie wants me to play with her, doesn't she? She just said so, didn't she?
No, Brian. I think she was speaking Welsh.
Oh.
I've had it up to here with Patter Tobin, Mary Lou.
Yeah.
He's really gone and done it now, and he has to be punished, okay?
He wouldn't have turned against us in the old days, Jerry.
He certainly would not. The lads would have sorted him out. Not that I'd anything to do with that end of things, of course.
Would they have kneecapped him?
Well, ask me, ask Goelga.
On gapping to Gameu, Capini, Nagluna, Colcha, Ege.
Kneecap him.
What?
What's Patter's problem?
Well, I reckon he's a huge chip on his shoulder.
Oh my God, I'd murder a bag of chips right now with lashings of salt and vinegar.
Well, can I just say, I utterly condemn any violence that is carried out in a bag of chips. And no Republican is responsible, okay?
Anyway, could we send him to exile?
Well, he already lives in Navan, to be fair.
He's a traitor. Look how loyal Queeveen O'Quayline has been.
Brilliant, Mary Lou, brilliant.
Are you ringing him now?
Uh-huh. Hello, Patter. It's Jerry. Look, I think we can sort this out, so I'm going to arrange for Queeveen O'Quayline to have a chat with you for a couple of hours.
Brilliant.
Look, I'm sorry, Patter. That's the way it has to be.
He is livid.
You may very well think it's torture, but it's not covered by the Geneva Convention or the Good Friday Agreement. So, slong a fool. Right, if that doesn't do it, Mary Lou, we'll have to carry out a punishment attack on his name.
You don't mean...
Uh-huh. Patter Tobin will soon be known as Peter Tobin. He'll never get on a Shinner ticket again.
I think I can safely say then, he has gone away, you know. I've always wanted to say that.
With respect.
Welcome back. The time is now 7:30 past 8. Oh, it's an ish. A new segment on the programme. What it says on the internet with David Murphy. Good morning, David.
Thank you, Cahill. First to the journal.ie news site, where commenters are discussing things they read in the newspapers this morning. But there is a witty feature on 10 ways to stop your Weetabix from soaking up all of the milk in your bowl. Over on broadsheet.ie, meanwhile, there is a heated debate on the misuse of an apostrophe in a Church of Ireland parish bulletin in Roscommon. Elsewhere on the site, lots of smart arse comments from lefties as they cycle to work while posting photos of the skyline and bitching about car drivers, potholes in the shape of Carlo and RTE presenters. To YouTube now, and there are 500 snide comments about Craig Doyle under a video of a cat wearing Converse, which doesn't feature Craig Doyle. On Facebook, Peter Darragh Quinn has just changed his location to Down for Whatever, and Jerry Adams is tweeting pics of his new teddies Tinky Winky, Chucky R. Lala and Poe O'Neill. David Murphy, morning on... Oh, that music is really scary.
Up, Charles.
It's this blasted website, Mama. Do you need insurance?
I'm 92. Why would I need bloody insurance?
Oh, Philip, can we bring the corgis, Charles?
No, that would be too expensive and extra baggage.
Oh.
Right, I think I've done it now. 2 Ryanair tickets booked.
How exciting. London in the Connacht final.
To hell out of bloody Connacht.
You'll be going both places soon enough, Papa.
What?
Nothing. Now do wrap up well. It is the west of Ireland. Very windy.
What's he muttering about?
He says it's windy.
I thought it was on a Sunday.
It is a Sunday, you Burke. Don't forget your next checkup is on a Thursday.
Yes, I am. Send for a gin, woman.
Oh, Philip.
You know, Mama, it would save on a taxi from the airport if you just parachuted into McHale Park. You've done it before.
One doesn't want to cause a security alert, Charles.
Let's get cucumber sandwiches with the gin, shall we? Oh.
Who are we playing in the final anyway?
It's London against Mayo.
Blasted health freaks! If I want helmets of my cucumber, I bloody well better get it!
We've a very good chance, Charles. One hears the chaps were splendid in Hyde Park.
Anything would be better than those damned Springsteen concerts.
Oh, Camilla liked it, sitting next to Bruce Forsyth.
Is that daft bugger still alive?
That's exactly what he said about you.
So when is the match again, Mama?
2 weeks' time.
Why, that won't do at all.
Hmm?
The Duchess is giving birth around then.
Precisely. One should be cheering on one's own people in Connacht rather than consorting with the Middleton caterers in a maternity ward.
Mama, how cruel. She went through hell to produce this heir. Remember how she was so ill from morning sickness she ended up on a drip?
Ironic, considering that's exactly how she got pregnant in the first place.
Good one, Lizzie. To hell out of bloody Connacht.
Good evening and a very warm welcome to Saturday Night with Miriam. Well, our first guest this evening is kitchen weirdo Donal Skeehan.
Hi Miriam, I really love this studio.
It's really just a Dunstore's home showroom.
And I love your tight pants. My nan wears those too for the varicose veins.
So young, so immature. Tonight you're going to show us how to make a lovely summer rocket and shaved parmesan salad.
Yes, well, first you have to use the right oils.
Got you. Olive oil, sesame oil.
Grill cream is best, and accompany that with some VO5 spray so that fringe is sticking out at least 3 feet from your forehead.
And what about the salad?
So simple to prepare. I just open the bag and hey presto, there it is. Delicious.
And dressing?
Oh yes, I can like totally dress myself now. I can even do my shoelaces. These Velcro ones are so handy.
What? I mean, look, there has to be some sort of sauce or...
Yes, of course. Some ketchup there. And now some Smarties.
Is that supposed to be a salad?
No, silly. Pop it in the oven for 20 minutes and then you're ready.
Oh, wait. There's no rocket on this salad.
Oh, yeah. Get an empty fairy liquid bottle, some pipe cleaners and then...
Where's the parmesan?
I haven't started shaving yet, Miriam. Silly.
Let's skip to dessert before we run out of time.
Of course. I find that a Mr. Freeze is a great dessert if you can cut it into 6 pieces.
You're using a scissors.
Well, Mummy won't let me near the knives.
But look, you're making a terrible mess of our Paul Costello sofa.
Oh no, silly me. Don't forget you should freeze these first.
Look, Donal, where can people find your amazing recipes?
They're all in my new book, which has words in it and not just pictures.
Are most of those words ketchup?
Yes, and the second half deals with boiling an egg.
What's the name of the book?
Donal Skeen, Mad Yolk.
Genuinely. Welcome to Kerry. I'm here in the pub of Danny Healy Ray. Danny, thank you for speaking to me today.
You don't look not at all, sir. I'm only delighted to talk with any man, woman, or child visiting Kerry.
Yeah.
Danny! Just a second there. 2 pints, Ned, is that right to me? And what about Timmy? A saucer of vodka, right off.
But you can't give a dog.
Normally, I wouldn't give a drink to a Labrador, but look, tis part of his training.
Is he, a guide dog?
Not at all, he's learning to drive.
Speaking of this, you wish to introduce a driving license for those that want to drink more, yeah?
Look, I just want to make it possible for a man to get out of his house and into the pub to socialise. Which hopefully will stop him going to some very dark places.
You mean loneliness and...
Or worse still, an off-license.
But, Abba, I...
Fail him, it's 20 past the fuck. You should be going.
I am dead it all.
Come on now, boy, you'll be late for work if you don't leave now.
Lonely and
go on, yourself.
He cannot work in this condition.
And I'm not sure who else is going to drive the bus over the high road.
But... If people cannot stay within the limit of alcohol now, how will they when the limit is increased?
The limit is too small. People is naturally going to go over it, like, especially after a few pints.
Oh, my God in Himmel. It is so different in Germany.
Why? What's it like on the Autobahn these days?
There's no speed limit.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the same as here, so.
And we drive on the right. Ryan! Oh, my God in Himmel.
We have more in common than you think, Bucko.
Thank you, sir.
Get another pint for the dog, lad.
And that was the last episode in this season of Kellen's Kicks. You can look forward to the show returning in the autumn, along with Mayo and the All-Ireland Final, school, a referendum, a budget, water charges. We're not going anywhere, you dirty things.